Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The state of the union.
The state of our union.
State of the union.
My fellow Americans, the state of our union is
going to be fine.
Very, very public.
A complete disaster.
A little more honest.
Business as usual.
It's the State of the Union address. You can hear it tonight. The yearly constitutionally mandated communication from the White House to Congress that has since President Woodrow Wilson evolved into the theatrical monster truck battle between the White House and Capitol Hill. It's live on all the networks, streamed to the entire world. You can count the applause lines at home. There's no Powerball jackpot for getting it right yet, but there will be a large audience, as this is Barack Obama's final State of the Union address. He's down to his last 343 days in office. Douglas Brinkley, presidential historian and professor at Rice University, says the online audience is now a significant part of the evolution of this State of the Union event.
Well, for one thing, it has much more of an internet value now. People watch it on their home computers, not just television. But I think mainly that he's kind of kept the tradition going of it being a big moment. We don't just listen to the president's words, but we watch the body language of everybody in the room. And he's really, I think, mastered the art of bringing outside guests in to come and stand up, somebody who is a mother who has lost a child due to gun violence or a soldier from the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. This kind of paying homage to Americans. Ronald Reagan really started doing that, and I think Barack Obama's perfected the art of it.
What moments stand out to you as you look back?
Well, on President Obama's State of the Union, I think the one that really sticks in my mind is in 2012 when he got to go and say the war in Iraq is over.
For the first time in 9 years, there are no Americans fighting in Iraq.
After all, he got elected in 2008 largely on being this anti-war senator from Illinois, and he said we're going to get out of the war in Iraq, and he did. And the fact that he could announce the ending of a war really at a State of the Union, I thought that was a dramatic moment.
But, you know, it's possible that based on what's happened since that the war in Iraq is over moment will be remembered as a kind of smaller mission accomplished statement on the part of the president.
Well, there's some truth to that. Look, basically these State of the Union addresses are report cards. Here's how the country's doing. Most of the time we're trying to say positive things. President Obama will want to say, you know, America's back on track. He's going to remind people of the Great Recession, how awful it was when he was president and how much better the economy is doing right now. Another one that jumps out at me is when he was able at a State of the Union to talk about gay rights. Actually was the first president to use the words transgender and gay, lesbian, all in a State of the Union address.
That's why we defend free speech and advocate for political prisoners and condemn the persecution of women or religious minorities or people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. We do these things not only because they are the right thing to do, but because ultimately they will make us safer.
That was a seminal moment. He had previously talked about Stonewall in an inaugural address, but to do it in a State of the Union gave it a kind of a gravitas.
If the events of the last year and a half are any guide, we will see a president invigorated and engaged and seeming to enjoy himself as president in these last months in a way that we really haven't seen for most of these 8 years, wouldn't you say?
I think that's right. You know, I saw some media outlets that have been showing the aging of Barack Obama, how his hair has turned a little gray. But really, he's weathered the presidency pretty well when you consider how beaten and battered most of these guys get. He still has his gait. He still seems to be in perfect shape. He seems on top of his game. He has a great intellectual acumen. So this is a president that's going to leave office having a lot of years ahead of him. As ex-president, one would hope and think. I think we need to look at this State of the Union as what's it going to tell us about his post-presidency? Because this is a president in recent months that is staking out ground on two key areas: controlling of gun violence and having, you know, a registration list of gun owners in America, and climate change.
Douglas Brinkley, professor of history at Rice University, is also an author and fellow at the James Baker Institute for Public Policy. Doug, thanks so much.
Thank you.